Have you ever worked extremely hard, but at the end of the day, you felt like you didn't accomplish anything, or how a week flew by or time flew by, or you just feel like I got pulled in a million different directions and I never got anything accomplished that I wanted to do? But yet you constantly hear people on, you know, social media, or you see other people in your network of people who say, I get so much accomplished and I've really mapped out all of the, you know, strategies in order to achieve. And you just wonder, what do I do wrong that it just feels like I'm not in control of my day? Well, that's what we're going to talk about today in this episode. So thanks for coming back to another episode of You're in Charge, Now What? The podcast that empowers new managers and experienced managers with tactical strategies and real-world solutions to build up their confidence and skills so they can become the leaders that they want to be. Each week, we dive headfirst into the challenges that managers run across and give you tactical, practical strategies, 4 to 5, each episode that you can apply right after the episode to move yourself forward towards becoming the leader that you want to be. So, how do you handle time? How do you structure time? Let's not waste any more time. Let's dive right in. All right, you've heard there was the song in Rent with how many seconds are in a day. You've heard the people on TikTok and Instagram and social media with all the people who are telling you we all have the same amount of minutes every day, and I've unlocked the key to success of prioritizing and maximizing my time. And you've tried all of these different strategies and something maybe works for a little bit, but it just never seems to work. Well, I'm going to give you a couple hacks that have worked for me, that have helped me get organized over my life to be able to handle all the responsibilities I have. I'm not going to say I'm perfect. Far from it. But the fact that I have a structure, when I drift away from my structure, I know how to get back on track. And if there's one thing that I hope you can get out of this episode, is that idea that I can get away from something, I can drift, but I know how to get back where I was. And all it takes is me looking at it for a few moments, taking a few breaths, and off we go again. And I feel more control. That's what we're going to talk about today. Okay. So how do we do that? Well, first you have to face the fact that you're not going to be able to control everything. That's just life. You are never going to be able to control everything. Anyone who says they can control everything is in for a rude awakening. I always work on the 80-20 rule. If I can get 80% of my time organized in a way that I feel control of that, then 20% of the time, that's what happens when there's a meeting that comes up, or a client call that comes up, or something happens with the family and, hey, can you go pick up our son? Or I have to fly out and see a client. Those are all of the, I guess those is what I call life. Life just happens. But if I can have 80% of what my responsibilities are mapped out and strategized on, then I have comfort to know that things are going to be taken care of because they're in order. I don't have to remember everything. So really, one of the first things that we'll talk about, the first strategy, is really understanding what are all of your roles? What are all of your responsibilities? And finding ways to document all of that so I don't have to remember. Most of you who are listening are probably going to say, I have a very good memory. As you get older, your memory does fade. I rely on my tools to help me stay organized because I've come to the realization that I can't remember everything. It's very hard for me to remember everything. Too many things going on. I need to document. So that's what we're going to talk about. So that's sort of the first overarching. But so again, the first thing is I want you to write down all the different roles that you have in your life. What are your roles? Some of the roles I am, I'm a husband, I'm a father, I'm a son to my parents who are still living, I'm a brother, I'm an uncle, right? All of those family roles, you may not take those, well, yeah, No, there's sometimes there's responsibilities in there. Now, maybe what happens in your work life? What are your roles there? It could be I'm a boss, I'm a partner, I'm a leader of a team, I'm on someone's team, I'm a teacher, right? Whatever that those are for you, write those down and then start going out more into, well, in my social life. Am I a friend to some people? Am I part? Maybe you're have a role in your church. So your faith is important to you and I have responsibilities there. Maybe you're part of the homeowners association. The reason I'm asking you to do this is sometimes we all forget or take for granted all of those different roles. It doesn't mean that they're all active every single week, but it's understanding that I have all of those and someone is going to expect something from me, or there is going to be a demand on my time for that role. So again, the more that we know what's coming down the road, the more that we can map things out and be in control of our time because I don't have to remember it. It's on my calendar. I can see what's coming up during the week. I can start preparing for that. And I feel in control versus, oh, I forgot. Just think about it. How many times in your life has all of a sudden, maybe you and your wife, oh, I forgot we have to go here. Oh, I forgot this weekend we have to go here. And you've already made plans and now everything is chaotic versus trying to make sure that 80% of all of these roles and responsibilities. And then you can start breaking them down. So first, document everything in terms of your roles and do that. Now what you can do is you can start thinking to yourself, looking at each of these roles and saying, well, if that's the only role I have, what's coming up over the next 1 month, 2 months, however far out you want to go? I try to work on a month to 2 month basis. Asking me what I'm doing 3 months, 4 months from now, again, if it's something like a graduation from college, yes, you can put that on, you know, you have a medical appointment, you can put that in, but your day-to-day, a month outside, 6 weeks out, for me personally, I can't get too bogged down into that because things do adapt. But you've heard me talk about vertical thinking before, which is where we take one role, one project, and we say, if that's the only thing that we're focused on, how would we accomplish? And it's easier for us to build all the steps that we need to accomplish that. So then I can now take whatever step I'm on and I can plug it into my calendar so I can keep moving that project forward. So same thing, if I'm a husband, maybe you say, well, we always have date night twice a month. Great. What day is it? Is it a consistent day? Always remember, and I'm going to be say I'm the worst at that one is because we move, you know, we have so many things going on, but I would recommend to try to pick a certain day, say every Wednesday or every second Wednesday, every other Wednesday, we go out and you put it on your calendar because it's important for you to document. Now, as you're going through each of these roles now, and you're doing this vertical thinking, what's the next couple things that are important in that? Maybe if it's you're a father, is there something going on with school? Is there somewhere where you're going on an outing with your children? Is there somewhere that you have to take them? You start mapping out those. Some are going to be consistent every week. Some are inconsistent. Some are coming down the road. It's understanding that you're looking at each of these roles as if that's your job. And so that's a little tip for you. Once you identify all the roles, now the second part is we're looking at all of the job tasks, things that we have to do to fulfill that role, maybe over the next month or 6 weeks. So I start mapping out what are the things that are affecting my role as a father, affecting my role as the CEO, affecting my role as a salesperson, affecting my role as a teacher, affecting my role as a parent, affecting my role in the church. All of those, we start mapping out all of those responsibilities. So now I know my roles. I start seeing my responsibilities over the next 4 to 6 weeks. What has to get done to move that role forward, or else that role is going to go backwards or it's going to lack attention. And when a role misses attention, again, think of it through business. If I didn't pay attention and move a project forward, eventually that project is due and there's going to be repercussions if I did not work on it over the course of this month, I'm either going to have to cram at the end and deliver an inferior product, or I'm going to disappoint someone. So if you go for a long period of time, let's say, and you're not at your son's games, or you're not attending meetings that you're supposed to, there is friction down the road. So number one, get your roles. Number two, map out what your responsibilities are to each role. And then number three is finding a tool that works for you in order to track them. Now, the reason why mapping out those roles and all of those tasks to move them forward is because I don't believe that multitasking is possible. I have this debate with a lot of people. Some people say, I'm a great multitasker. There are studies that say your mind cannot do two things at once. You might be able to move it from one to one to one faster. I personally believe if you really want to have a great result from whatever you're working on, you have to have your focus. Now, there are studies called, they call it deep thinking, where you block out time and nothing else matters except that, however the time is, so that I can get past my itchiness to go look and check and do something else, right? That's just our nature now. Everything moves very fast. It's easy to scroll, get distracted versus, no, I'm going to spend the next hour focused on this project and I'm not leaving until I get it done. And we'll dive in more about that as we talk about this third level, which is scheduling these tasks. Whatever tool you use, some people keep a notebook, some people use their calendar, some people have technology. There was one that I used to use called Todoist. But I found that for me personally, having things in multiple platforms never worked. I'd have to go check Todoist, then I'd have to go check something on my calendar. And yes, there are ways that you can sync things up. But for me personally, working off of my calendar always made sense for me. And again, as I said, that's just me. So I would take all of these tasks and I would start putting them onto my calendar and blocking out time to accomplish this. So for instance, I'm recording this episode. I blocked out time on this given day to say, I'm focused here. I'm not taking meetings. I'm not doing anything else. I found time that didn't conflict with any of my other roles and blocked out time to do this. So it's important for you to be able to piece all of these together on your calendar to move everything forward. Now, that's where there are people who you hear about online. So these people who are achieving a lot, some of them get up an hour earlier. For them, getting up early in the morning is better. Some people stay up an extra hour or two at night after they've put the kids to bed or they've done everything else with the roles and they're carving out time. They function better at night. Me personally, morning is much better. I would much rather get up, if I had to, get up at 4 o'clock in the morning than stay up till midnight. It's just the way my body is. I've always been a morning person. So again, understanding what works for you. But you need to start mapping it out, putting it on a schedule. So for me, I have different color codes on my Google Calendar. So one color is for family, one color is for work, one color is for the podcast. And I share out that calendar or certain calendars with my team so they know that certain things are blocked so they can't add things in on top of that. Now, if I have some other things for family, I will let people know that I'm out during that time. But sometimes what will happen is I might be blocking time for me to work on a project, and I blocked out an hour for work to work on a project. But if something else comes that my role as, say, CEO, I have to have a meeting, and that's the only time that the meeting can happen, I can then move that meeting, so to speak, with myself to do that work to somewhere else. But the key is that because it's on the calendar, I know where it is. It's still important. I just have to find a new place for it. That is what works. When you try to keep it in your head, you're going to lose something. If you have it written in a notebook somewhere, maybe you remember. If your process is, I write it down in my notebook or I put it on my phone really quickly, and then at the end of the day, you have time for yourself to organize yourself, where I take all of those notes and I transcribe them and put them on the calendar. Again, that's perfect, because notice what you did. I built in time to schedule or sort out my day, look at what accomplished today, look at what I missed for today, and then plugged it in till tomorrow. Again, that's a process for you, but notice what you're doing. I know what happened today. I know what I wanted to accomplish today. I know what I got to. I know what I didn't get to. Whatever I didn't get to today should be the first thing that I'm trying to get to tomorrow. Charles Schwab, the great financier, I read his biography, and he used to work off of index cards. And every morning he would say, these are the four things that I need to accomplish today. And at the end of the day, if something didn't get scratched off of that card, it became the number one thing for tomorrow on his card for tomorrow. At the end of every day, he wrote his card for tomorrow and said, this is what, because then he could dump it from his brain. At night, he didn't have to think about, what do I have to do tomorrow? He already planned it out. And then first thing in the morning, looked at the card, reminded himself of what four things I need to accomplish today, make sure they're scheduled, make sure I have time to accomplish them, and then attack the day. So scheduling all of these tasks allow you to accomplish what you need, move all of your projects and all of your programs forward. So we've written out our roles. We've dissected the roles into what tasks we have to do as that role over the next 4 to 6 weeks to move those roles forward, move projects forward. Then we've put them onto our calendar to remember them, make sure that we're doing what we need to do and everything's scheduled. So we're organized. Again, 80%, if I can get 80% of things organized or in control, I may think I'm 100%, but remember, we're going to be moving some things based on other people, but I'm never going to forget it. Why? Because I just moved today's work to tomorrow. I just found another time this week to accomplish what I need to accomplish. Now, there's two other things that I think are very important to making sure that your time, and as well as others' time, is used wisely. One is around meetings. Not everything needs to be a meeting to bring everyone in. So remember, when you as a leader are setting time for a meeting, I would always cut the meeting time, what you think it should be, in half. Force everyone to be more productive. Force everyone to be prepared. But just like anything we've talked about in previous episodes about having a process, what's your process for meeting? If it's a morning meeting and for some reason you have this meeting every single day, well, organize it. Here's the three things we talk about every single meeting, and then this is the topic or this is the time period that we have for new business. But then everyone needs to be prepared. And that's where tying into the second of the last pieces is delegation. Delegating certain things out to people that maybe you don't need to do because that's their role. It may be easier or faster for you to do it, but you're not training that person to do it. So in the case of the meeting, maybe three people, they're each responsible for one of those metrics that they have to bring to the meeting. And so when the meeting starts, we go boom, 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 go through those. We have our conversation and then we move on. Again, in your meeting, you should always have an agenda for every meeting, and someone should be taking notes, and then someone is responsible to send out follow-up action items. We had our meeting. This Glenn, you were tasked with this. This is the due date. So-and-so was tasked with this. This is the due date. So that we don't waste time in meetings in the future going, what did we talk about? So everything is organized. So again, meetings a lot of times are a big waste because people are in there that don't need to be in there. And so that's pulling them away from actually work that they should be doing, or they go on too long because you're not prepared. So meetings, organizing your meetings to save time, using your time more efficiently, and always ask yourself, who really needs to be here? And do we need to have this meeting? And if over time you start seeing that the meeting's not effective, get rid of it. Maybe only meet twice a week. Maybe meet once a week. Maybe just communicate through a report. I don't know. That's up to you to think about it. But always value your time, value your team's time. Anytime they're in that meeting, they're away from doing other work they could be doing. And you, as a leader, have to balance that. There will be time. I need everybody to be in this room. I need everybody to be prepared. I need everybody to hear from me. But there's probably a lot of times where we meet to brainstorm, we meet to think about things, and it is really a waste of everyone's time. So again, just watch yourself. If you've ever been in a meeting and you go, that was a complete waste of time, why? Write it down so you don't make those same mistakes. Now, again, we talked briefly about delegation, making sure that when you're delegating, going back to the episode about communication, make sure they're very clear on what you're looking for, when the deliverable is due, in what form, so we don't waste time going back and forth. Oh, is that what you meant? Oh, I'm sorry. Fix it right then. If you get a report that's not right, make sure you find out who built the report and retrain them on the report. We don't want to continue to have this conversation because that's a waste of our time too. Repeating ourselves is a waste of our time. Talking about the same topic, a waste of our time. So if you're looking for ways to save time, get rid of some of those time sucks during the week where you just feel like you're repeating yourself. So again, in terms of tools that you're using, there's a variety of them. Some people take notes on their phone. Some people use a Remarkable. Some people use an iPad. Some people just use a notebook. Whatever it is, the key with all of that note-taking and time is finding time and scheduling time to say, well, what do I do with these notes? How do I put them into my calendar to make sure I move things forward? All right. So again, in summary, your roles, break down each role into tasks to move the project or the role forward. Next is whatever your strategy is for scheduling, schedule things and make sure that time is valuable. And treat it as such, meaning that if I am blocking an hour out to write an article, if somebody says, hey, I'd like to meet at that time, push back. Hey, can I meet? I have something scheduled. Can we meet at 3 instead of 2? 9 times out of 10, the person's going to say, yeah, that's fine. Or, hey, can we do 1? Or, that's all right, tomorrow's fine. Because you could be moving things on your schedule and finding out later on that the person goes, oh, well, yeah, thanks. I didn't really need to do that till Friday, but I just asked. So protect your schedule, but make sure it's on there because then, again, you can always move things around, but you're not going to lose track of moving all of your projects forward, trying to remember everything. Again, delegate as needed once you have the tools. Part of this is delegation. Not everything should be on your plate, but if you're going to delegate, watch that episode on communication again for a refresher. How do I communicate? Make sure they understand the expectation so I don't waste time repeating myself. And then the other one again is meetings. Making sure that our meetings are structured, effective, efficient. Whoever needs to be there is there, but making sure that we are not wasting time in a meeting. A good tip again, if you have a half an hour meeting, make it 20 minutes, make it 15 minutes. Make it 10 minutes and see, you will get things done in the time that you allow. So if you allow an hour, you'll fill an hour. But if I said we have to get this done in a half an hour, we will all find a way to get it done in a half an hour. So again, squeeze time so that you have more of it to dedicate to the tasks that you really want to do. So I hope you found value in that. I appreciate the fact that you're here. As you know, if you found value, make sure you share it out to your network. There's someone else who may be interested or who could benefit from this episode. Make sure that you subscribe, click, hit that little bell so you're notified every week when we have a new episode coming out. You can watch us on YouTube right here, or you can listen to the episodes anywhere you stream your podcast. We're on every platform out there. I want to thank the teams at Black Swallowtail Studios and PCG Digital for putting this together. Your hard work is not doesn't go unnoticed. And to the audience, I know there's a lot of places that you can consume content, but the fact that you spent some time with me today means the world. And as I say it at the end of every episode, you're in charge. But now I give you a few more tools to help you become the leader that you want to be. And lastly, if you're looking for some more information on my online training, one-on-one coaching, or coming to your business to help improve your team skills, you can just go to glennpash.com and get some more information. So I look forward to seeing you on the next episode of You're in Charge, Now What? Thank you.